اللهم وفق حظي فيه بأن وافٍ واكرمني فيه بإحضار المزايا وغنم فيه وسيلتي إليك من بين الوسائل. يا من لا يشغله إلحاح الملح، يا من لا يشغله إلحاح الملح.
O Allah, on this day grant me a share in its recommended prayers, the nawafil, and honor me by attending to my problems, and make closer the means to approach you from all of the means, O one who is not preoccupied by the requests of the beseechers. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're now nearing the end of the blessed month of Ramadan, and today in our 28th day, in our 28th discussion from Ramadan Reflections, let us look at this topic of the performance of recommended actions within Islam. Now we know that when we look at the rulings that Allah has placed forth, that our Prophet and the Imams and our scholars have extracted from the sayings of the Book of Allah and the Hadith, the sayings of the 14 Infallibles, that we are able to divide our actions into five specific categories. We have actions which are obligatory, such as our five daily prayers. We have recommended or mustahab actions, such as giving in recommended charity to the needy. We have actions which are permissible, they're mubah, they neither gain a reward nor attract a punishment. And those are things like sports, for example. The fourth category are things which are disliked or makruh, for example, wasting of water. And the fifth, and that is the forbidden or the haram, are actions which we must not perform. Those are, for example, lying, cheating, stealing. Now, even though we say that we have these five actions, but many times they can also overlap. So as an example, it is mubah, it is permissible to play sports. But if a young man or a woman engages in sports to get closer to their fellow believing brothers and sisters, that they're playing in a league together, then that action, which could be mubah, can actually become a mustahab, a recommended action, because they're doing it to gain brotherhood or sisterhood within the religion, to establish the bonds of a community. But conversely, that same sporting activity which is mubah could become haram. For example, a person goes swimming and he goes to the beach, or he goes to a co-ed swimming pool where men and women are inappropriately dressed. That mubah action of swimming now becomes something forbidden, becomes haram on that individual. So we have to be careful of what actions we perform, how the intention is, and how they are being performed, in what environment they're being done. These mustahab actions that we have, and there are so many in the religion. For example, we have an obligation to pay our khums, 20% of our net savings, but we have a recommendation, a recommended option for charity, which is above and beyond the obligation, which is, for example, the daily sadaqah, the daily charity that we take out. We have an obligation to fast the month of Ramadan, but we have a recommendation to perform a fast on other days within the year. We have an obligation of the Hajj if we have the means and the physical ability to go to perform the Hajj, but we also have a recommendation of the Umrah. So you see that there is a balance within a religion, obligations and recommendations. One of the things that we asked for in this prayer for today is the ability to perform the recommended prayers, the nawafil. And we have a verse of the Quran from chapter 17, verse number 79, in which we read the following: and keep vigil with it during parts of the night as an extra prayer. Perhaps your Lord will raise you to a laudable position. This is a verse of the Quran talking about the Salatul Layl, the night prayer, the night vigil, that many of us have the divine succor to perform on a regular basis. It's not an obligation on us, although it was an obligation on the Prophet of Islam, But it is a highly recommended prayer that we have been encouraged by the hadith, by the verses of the Quran, by our scholars to perform in the middle of the night to get to that station which the Quran refers to as the praiseworthy, the laudable position. And so as we close, we ask Allah to give us the ability to not only perform the obligations, but to go above and beyond the call of duty to perform the recommended acts within our religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.